Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now beginning the ninth perek of Masechet Baba Batra on Daf Kuf Mem Amud Bet. Kuf Lamed Tet Amud Bet. And after we've dealt with several of the odd possible plays with the Yerusha, we're going to take a look at a straight up Yerusha as we did in the last two Mishnayot of Perek Chet. Mishamet v'niach banim uvanot. Somebody dies and he leaves sons and daughters. Bizman shah nachasim merubin. We'll see how much that is, but if there is a substantial estate, habanim yeshuv habanot yizona. This is something we last encountered in the middle of Masachet Ketubot. The sons inherit and the daughters are fed. Nachasim muatin, if there is minimal money in the estate, and again we have to define what that line is, habanot yizonu v'habanim yishalu al haptachim. The daughters are fed, again, and the sons have to go beg to be fed. Ad monomer, and this is, shows up at the end of Masechet Ketubot, bishvel shani zachar yifsadati. I should lose because I'm a male. In other words, I should have an upper leg here. We'll see why. So he supports Admon's position. Admon's position either means that the boys and girls should equally be fed, or perhaps the boys should be fed first. We'll see. V'chamam Rubin, what is that line? I'm reviewing on Marav, Kadeshi Zonu Mehen Eilu Va'ilu Shnemasar Chodesh. If everybody could be fed from the estate for 12 months, that's enough. Kamrita Kamita Shmuel, so Rav Yehuda became a Talmud of Shmuel, and he repeated the same shiur to Shmuel in Rav's name. Amar Zudi Rabban Gamliel Bar Rebbe said, that's a quote from Rebbe's son. Chamam Kadeshi Zonu Mehen Eilu Va'ilu Ad Shibagru. It's perhaps longer than that. But the shear is that they should be able to be fed until they are of age and are no longer minor orphans. Hein Merubin, that's considered Merubin. And Pachot Mikan Hare Ilu Muatin, anything less than that is considered Muatin. It's considered minimal, and therefore it's divvied up as we saw in the Mishnah. Something doesn't make sense here, which is if there is enough money to take care of all of them until they grow of age, then the girls get everything and are able to eat and from that money, and the boys get nothing. So Rava said what it means is that we give them enough money for the girls to be fed, not for everybody, for the girls to be fed until they reach age, and the rest goes as Jerusha to the sons. Now, Pshita Merubin Venitma to Kfar Zachu Ben Yorshin. If when father died there was more than that amount, and then it depreciated, well, the Yorshin already got possession of it, and now the girls cannot claim, we're going to take it, and you have to go begging. What about the opposite? What if we have when father dies is nechosim muatin, and then the property appreciates? Bershut yorshin kami. Do we say that it's really always bershut yorshin? But just if there's not enough, then the girls have to get fed first. Helkach bershut yorshin shavuach. And then we say that if it's really owned by the yorshin, then it's in their property or in their possession, that it became worth more, and therefore now they step into it. Odil masluki masalkal yorshim yacha. Maybe the minute father dies, the yorshim are gone if there's not nechasim merubin. And then when it becomes greater, that's just more food money to go around. Let's see. Toshma, dam Rabbi Yassi, am Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Yitomim shekadmu machum nechasim muatin. If the heirs, the sons, went ahead and sold, even though they weren't supposed to, but it was because of nechasim muatin, but they sold it, mashu machru machru. Whatever they sold is valid, which means really the Yorshim are the owners. But if there's not enough to go around, the girls have to get fed first. So if the Yorshim are the owners and the Chasim Muatin, and then the property appreciated, then it's a regular Yerusha. Yati Rabbi Yirmiya Kami to Rabbi Avahu v'kabai minay. So he asked Rabbi Avahu the following question. Almanatao mahu shetama eat b'na chasim. Does the presence of the Almona eat into the amount so that now it would be b'na chasim muatin? Because she tips the balance that now there's enough of food bill that there is enough to go around. Me, I'm in a cave and to eat lamazoni mimata. Do we say that since she has to be fed, her presence is mimayet? On the cave and to eat lamitzvah leitla, but since she could be taken out of the estate by just getting married. So therefore, Ashtonami late last. So perhaps now she doesn't count towards that, and therefore we reckon Nechosim Muatim, Nechosim Rubin without her presence. So Im Timtzalomar, and remember the Rambam Shita that every time the Gemara takes a fork in an argument, the Im Timtzalomar fork, that's the halacha. So if we take the second position, that since theoretically she would be out of the picture if she got married, and therefore we don't count her now, this is referring to what we saw in the 12th parak of Ksubot, when a woman marries and already has a daughter, she may make a deal that the husband has to support the daughter for 5 years, however long it is. What happens in that case? In that case, if the daughter marries, the her stepfather still has to feed her if that was the arrangement made. In her case, unlike the widow, if she marries, she's still fed. But if she were to die, she would have no... it's not like an automatic payment that's going to go to her name. And if you want to take that position, then Balchov, Moshi made ben Chasim. What about a Balchov? After all, if a Balchov is owed money, even if he dies, his estate's going to get paid. So therefore, maybe his presence should be taken into account. And if there's a note out there for $100,000 on the estate, then that immediately has to be discounted and then figure out how much the estate is worth for purposes of Nechosim Rovin, Nechosim Muatin. Perhaps because he hasn't collected it yet, it's not something that they're going to be paying out automatically. All right, so how do we figure that? And the last one doesn't get solved, but some people ask this question in the opposite order, or they suggest that Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Rabbi Abavahu in the opposite order, starting with Baal Chov Maoshima Ipin Achasim, and then perhaps suggesting that he said maybe he isn't Mamait Ipin Achasim, so Bait Ishto Maoshima Ipin Achasim, and then Amato Maoshima Ipin Achasim. And the last question was asked, was not part of this reversal, Amanato Ubat. Let's say he's got a widow and a daughter. Who comes first to being fed? Let's say there's only enough money to feed one of them. Amarle, Rabbi Avahu said to Rabbi Yirmiyah, Zil ha'ina v'tolam achar, come back tomorrow. Ki ata, when he came back, Amarle, pshot mi'achad, I can only answer one of those questions. Ti amar Rabbi Abba, amar Rabbi Asi, asu amana etzal abad, kibad etzal ha'achin, b'nachasim mu'atin. When Chazal established this entire system, they made the relationship between a widow and to a daughter the same as a daughter to sons. Ma bat etzal achin. Just like a daughter relative to the brothers, habat nizon rachin shoy shalop tachim, the daughter is fed and the brothers have to go beg if there's nechasim muatin. Af amana etzal abat, amana nizon rachabat shalop tachim. Same thing, if there's only a widow and a daughter, the widow is fed and the daughter has to go and collect. In other words, the husband's primary obligation is the ketubah, is to his widow. Secondary, to make sure that the honor of his daughters is taken care of and they shouldn't have to go begging. And third of all is to the Yerusha, and in that order plays out. Now in the Mishnah, Admon said, Bishul Shanin Zachayiv Sadati, and it was raised as a challenge, saying that I shouldn't have to take a backseat to the girls because I'm a guy. Now, my kamar, what does he mean? Amar bayi, amachi kamar, and this is Ketubot also. Shoshani zachar, roini al asok b'torah, ifsadati. I'm somebody who should be studying Torah, why should I lose? So I'm like, Rava, so Rava turns on, miata manda yasik, but Torah hu diyarit, to lo asik b'torah le yarit. So only a son who is involved in Torah gets to inherit from his father? And if not, that doesn't make any sense. Ala amar Rava, hachi kamar, it's got to be more on point. Shoshani zachar, roini anuli rash, bin chasim rubin, after all, I'm a male, and therefore, if the estate was large, I'd be the one getting the Yerusha. Now that the estate isn't large, I'm on the back seat. I should always be in the front seat, or at least sharing the front seat. So now, we should either divide it up equally, but it certainly shouldn't be the case that the girls get the food money and get to stay at home, and I'm the one who has to go out and begging. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with Mishnah Bet in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.